Hey everybody, yes, welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, how's it going today?
I am doing well. I'm ready to performance max my way through this podcast. Jason, what that means, that's the new Google Ads lingo for do a great job. That's what performance max means. Great name, great understanding of exactly what that is, and I'm gonna P-max straight through it.
Well, I think performance max is a lot better name than P-max.
Yeah, it's true. I shouldn't abbreviate that.
P-max sounds like a product you might need here in a few years.
Nice.
That's
good. Right off
performance
the top.
Max right at the top. That is a strong name, Chris. No, you're looking great. You're looking young. Oh, yeah, you're always looking tan. You're looking hydrated and rested. Mm-hmm. You look good. Last week we gave an introduction to performance max. This week we're going to go a little bit deeper and give some advanced tips for performance max campaigns on Google Ads. Chris, we've gotten a lot of good feedback. I've gotten a lot of positive messages about last week's episode. I think curious is kind of the word to describe everyone's state of mind when it comes to performance max right now. And beyond that, have you been digging in more? Are you looking at performance max like a complement to search, like we kind of maybe used to look at just remarketing?
Yeah. It is a good discussion, good reminder, you know, that there are a lot of tools out there in Google Ads. And I started it for a client that was a great fit. And, you know, they keep an eye on the campaign and immediately emailed me like in 3 days and were like, hey, let's throw another $500 at this. I mean, like immediately we're like, and they were super low spend. So they like immediately doubled the amount of spend that they were doing because it's kind of their off season and they loved the campaign. So yeah, you know, just, you know, sometimes it does soar and it's great.
It's fun to see. And, one of the things we'll be talking about is how patient you need to be, how much time it takes, but, it takes a little bit of time, but it actually can really get off and running after a couple weeks. Just so you know, Chris, as the, performance max, I guess, front man, salesman, whatever you want to call me, I'm a believer, Chris, I am.
You are.
There is, an option to have automated seasonality turned on your performance max campaign. It's not one of the tips we're going to be talking about today, but for this client, if they're ever curious about that, given they're a seasonal business, it's an option for you. So, Chris, we're going to be talking about how patient you need to be, the most important thing to remember about performance max campaigns, and what kind of budget to set with them, among other things. But before we do that, once again, let me just say you're a great guy and a great podcast partner. And also, why don't you give us a word about Opteo, and then we will jump into the episode.
Yes, sir. I want to tell you guys about the smarter way to manage Google Ads. And this tool is the tool that helps you cover all the aspects of your Google Ads campaigns that you have questions about. You know, every week I talk about, you know, the many reasons to try it. And let's get down to the basics. Like, why do I like it? Why do I use it? What is the primary method that I prefer Opteo over any other software? It is the number one software for me. And the reason is this, I mean, this is the nitty gritty of exactly why I like to use it. It's the idea generator. It's a giant red flag generation tool to help me find things that I would otherwise miss. Listen, inherently, everyone's a little bit lazy. You know, you do the same thing day in, day out. For the Google Ads managers out there with lots of accounts, you're stressed, you're overworked. This is the tool to get more done. You're an employer. You have lots of people managing your own client accounts, you know, an agency, something like that. This is a tool that can help ensure quality control across all the accounts that you're managing. It's a wonderful tool. Try it for 2 months for free. That's twice as long as you'll get it if you go straight to Opteo.com. But if you add Opteo.com/PSP, you can get a 2-month free trial.
Okay, thanks, Chris. So let's start off here talking about how patient one needs to be with their performance max campaigns. So Chris, we all know with Google Ads, even if it's a regular search campaign, manual bids, things do take a little bit of time to ramp up, performance max campaigns, you add all the assets, you add the audience signals, and then what? What is your kind of time threshold that you're willing to wait before you basically even check results?
I mean, it's a great question, Jason, because in reality, I have to divorce myself from my standard check and fix mentality from a normal Google Ads campaign. If I launch a search campaign, I'm going to be in that campaign the next day, watching, seeing what happens. I might be making bid adjustments, keyword adjustments, match type adjustments, but in Performance Max, absolutely not the process that I follow. I've heard it said, you know, a 2 week time period, you know, don't touch anything for 2 weeks. You know, that's what people have told me. That's what I've read. And I mean, that's honestly, that's fine with me because you don't start a Performance Max campaign in order to micromanage it.
Yeah, that is a great point. And that's, I think, a mindset issue that some clients that I've worked with and just some people in the industry I've talked to are having with a little problem they're having with Performance Max is they're saying, well, what about demographics are very important to us? And it's like, well, that doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
Define your conversions, make sure those are real conversions, and the system will kind of figure that out for you. Now, you can turn off demographics if you want to, but if you're in a gray area on any of them, yeah, you should let the system kind of figure out how they're going to convert for you. I think 2 weeks is a good rule of thumb. Every Performance Max that I've set up so far that I've actually checked has been on long-term existing accounts. I've set it up on a couple new accounts, but I haven't even checked them because that's been in the last, haven't checked the Performance Max because that's been in the last couple weeks. My point that I'm getting at is I think it's got to make sense that the longer an account has been running regular search campaigns, whatever, I think it means that's the Performance Max will kind of get ramped up quicker because that just makes sense. It'll have more data to judge. But even in that case, I would say 2 weeks is my threshold where I'm looking at it, but I'm not really making any changes as long as things seem okay. Now, I was setting up running a Performance Max campaign the other day for a moving company, Chris, and I'm not being snarky with our little inside joke where about moving companies with what you told me a couple weeks ago. And we'll keep that between us. Literally, this happened on a moving company. So I just have to give the example that I have here, Chris. So don't get triggered. But I set up Performance Max. I did not check it for a few days because it's Performance Max. Yeah, you got to give it time to ramp up. But then I noticed like our overall account cost per click was getting into like the very small under a dollar range. And this is a moving where cost per clicks would be $15 to $30 or something like that. And I'm like, what is going on? And I also didn't see good conversion data coming in. I'm like, where are my Performance Max conversions? I realized that I left people in versus people in or interested in advanced location setting. I left people in and people interested in on. I've seen that to work sometimes on Performance Max. It makes sense for certain industries. For a local moving company, it didn't make sense to do. And I think we were getting some traffic from outside normal areas. So this country. So it was not a good situation, but I caught it. So I would say you still want to look at your data. Okay. And as long as everything looks reasonable, give it a few weeks to kind of show conversion data and see what it's going to do. But if you feel in your gut that something's wrong, like I did with that super small cost per click and the super high impression volume, double check your settings and you might be able to catch something. And then Chris, one other tip, you're looking at a screenshot here. Why don't you walk through what people will see like in the first week or two in their Performance Max Insights page versus what they'll see in the Insights page once things are up and running?
Yeah. So when you first launch the account, I have to applaud Google here because when you first launch a Performance Max campaign, you see kind of a progress dial going across. And this, I think this is great because this communicates the one thing that, you know, people are going to freak out about. You know, they're going to see a bunch of zeros, you know, at first. If they were to show, you know, what you see on a normal search campaign, lots of zeros, a lot of confusion about what's happening, you know, they're going to check it the next day, the next hour. They don't know the anticipation of how fast they should be expecting things. But this shows that, hey, you've done everything that you're supposed to do, you're now receiving impressions. And then the next step in this progress is you should start getting conversions. And it's not going to start showing you data until 1 to 2 weeks later. It's going to start showing you a graph to say, here's actually what's been happening. So I think that's great. It only reinforces this is not a hands-on type of thing. Set the thing up and let it sit. That's what it's designed to do. Yeah, let it cook.
Chris, don't you love that the end goal and the timeline here that you get very close to early on is straight up
conversions.
Right to conversions, and they give you an estimated time period of how many more days it's going to take to get conversions?
It's unlike anything else in Google, for sure.
I just, every day I wake up and I just, for the first 5 minutes of the day, I'm like, I am the CEO and chairman of Alphabet. That's where my ego is these days. Mm-hmm. And then I look around and I realize I'm not. Yeah. But for those first 5 minutes, I like to think what I would do. And the person that came to me and created Performance Max and came to me and said, this is going to be the timeline and we're going to give people an estimated amount of days until they get conversions. First of all, I'd be like, that's freaking amazing, but I don't believe you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the second thing I would tell them, I am going to fire you in front of the entire company if this doesn't work because of the claims you're making right now. But it ended up working.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they got a raise.
It's very...
Chris, speaking of my ego, we don't have to talk about what kind of account, what industry, but would you please look at the insight screenshot for an established Performance Max campaign right below this? And kind of tell the people what kind of ROAS I'm getting.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you say, so let's break it down. ROAS is return on ad spend. So this is based on value. Okay. So I'm going to say a number that's not really going to mean anything if you think about volume of conversions. We're talking about value, which is one of the factors that you can calculate the performance of a Performance Max campaign is based on the value, the return of what you're getting. So the value on this screenshot shows that the return on ad spend is 200%.
2,452%.
Okay. So, well, is you can look at it
24 to 1.
You either look at it as a 24 to 1 return or a percentage.
No, but you're I don't know if you're just misreading it or you're intentionally downgrading my results publicly here. But look at the target. The current target is 200%. I've asked the system to get me a 2-to-1 return on my
conversions. And it got a 24-to-1.
And it got a 24-to-1.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not. I'm not getting a 200% return. I'm getting a 2,452% return.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, I have questions.
You can leave it there. You can leave it there. Okay. We're not taking questions.
We're
today.
Not taking questions. That's it.
It looks great. Thank
conference
you.
Is over. Bye.
All right. So, Chris, speaking of conversions, and it's very interesting as we roll into our next advanced kind of topic here, that the timeline on insights for a brand new Performance Max mentions conversions being the end goal. I want to cover the most important thing to remember about Performance Max campaigns in Google Ads. And that is essentially what you said last week, which is to always remember that Performance Max campaigns are about one thing, and that's getting conversions. Yeah. So why don't you kind of explain that, and then we'll talk about the different conversion tracking options you have.
Yeah. So let's say you're setting up a Google Ads search campaign, a display campaign. What's the very first thing you think of? You think of, how do I want to target the people that I want to convert? Very different thinking as opposed to setting up a Performance Max campaign. When you set that up, the very first thing that you decide and calculate is, how many conversions do you want? What is your goal? So it's a completely different reframing of how you think in Google Ads, at least for this campaign. So it's important to remember that this is goal-oriented, because this something like that does not exist. As we talked about last week, does not exist in a search campaign, a display campaign. You can't just say, I want new customers, and you just leave it at that, throw a couple images and some suggestions, and it just starts delivering new customers. That is not the way that a search campaign works. So hitting those goals is the purpose of a Performance Max campaign, which is quite different.
Yeah, with a traditional search or remarketing or display campaign, everyone is thinking leads and conversions. But before that, you're thinking clicks. That's what everyone thinks about. Show up on search. They're thinking about the keywords. They're thinking about what searches to show up on. They're thinking about their ad copy. Why don't I see my ad and all that kind of stuff? And they're not so much thinking only about leads and the cost per lead goal or the return on spend goal. And so when it comes to Performance Max, like you're saying, the most important thing to remember is that this is all about conversions. Maybe they'll create Performance Max versions of like this automated system for like impressions or brand share or different kind of goals. But for right now, they're based on conversions. And so with that said, on your settings page, another way to say conversions these days is goals. And goals are essentially groups of different conversion actions. And so you just want to make sure that your goals, the type of conversions you're telling it to optimize for, are what you want. And that is set up in the goals section of the Performance Max campaign settings. Just make sure all those goals are the kinds of conversion actions you want. And then beyond that, this is doing things you can't even comprehend, the Performance Max, the bidding and all that. So if you don't traditionally put in values for your phone calls versus your lead forms versus your newsletter signups versus your email address clicks versus your chat boxes, we're talking lead gen, you should put in conversion values because it can optimize for the more valuable conversions if you're willing to give it that data and put values on those conversions. So it's another thing to consider there. Chris, what are conversions? Conversions are new customers. So with Performance Max campaigns, you have the options in the settings that are under the customer acquisition section. So why don't you walk people through the two options you have for acquiring customers?
Well, there's actually three, but we'll say there's two.
I'm curious. What's the third?
Okay,
one?
So first of all, and I think this is great news, honestly, because you know you say I want customers. Well, whether you're selling t-shirts or you're a plumbing company, you know, a customer can mean different things. And one thing that absolutely those two companies would agree with is a returning customer is not worth as much because you want that returning revenue. You want people that keep coming back and buying more t-shirts, right? So they're placed on a different level than someone who's never been to the site, who's never interacted with the company before. These would be brand new customers, non-returning customers. These two levels of value is something that is recognized in the Performance Max campaign, which I think is great. They did not really have to do this. You know, I mean, they can say, look, you're generating customers. You know, what's the problem? But they've recognized that there is a value difference between them, and it's much easier to generate conversions from returning customers, right? That's really easy to do. And it would not be nearly as powerful to say, hey, I just got you 200 more sales. You know, don't ask what they were searching for.
Yeah,
you know?
That didn't exist in your system before, that you couldn't do email remarketing to and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So yeah, I think brand new for most businesses probably is more valuable, but at the same time, every business is unique, and maybe for some of them, they're trying to get in front of existing customers more and more, and maybe existing customers spend more on like e-commerce, put more money in their basket, something like that. So you have the option. What's the third one, Chris? New and versus existing customers?
And this is something I've been playing with on some of mine. What I would say is the third is that you can say that you can opt. There's a checkbox on there that says you can optimize for acquiring new customers. So you can still say that you can do bidding for new customers and existing customers.
Existing, yeah.
And then you can say, take it just a tick higher and say, okay, optimize for acquiring new customers. You know, so it's kind of just an initial little push, because before you jump over into a completely different territory, the other option is bid only for new customers. So we'll simplify it and say there's two, but essentially you can say, give me both new customers and existing. That's option one. Option two is only bid for new customers. Now, Google makes it very clear.
I don't think you need to play down this third option. I think that's a great thing you brought to the table here, because it's a huge setting they're kind of showing us there. So once you, if you click optimize campaign for acquiring new customers, You will then have the option, only new customers, or do you just want to bid more for new customers, like they're more valuable, and still show to existing customers? If you do only bid for new customers, they give you a warning there, and they say basically your campaign's not going to run unless you have 1,000 active members. Yeah. And I'm assuming that means like a remarketing list or something like that.
Right.
Possibly a customer match thing. But
well, it's probably just a signal. Yeah. They probably just don't have enough signal and data to make that happen. You know, they don't know the profile enough.
You have to have an audience. Oh, there it is, an audience segment.
Yeah.
So the audience segment you create has to have at least 1,000 active members for them to be able to say, okay, these are your active members. We're not going
members.
To target them.
And those are conversions. That yeah. Not just audience.
Ooh.
Those are people that are a part of a acquisition audience, not just people who came to your site. So it's even higher level.
I think so. But the point is, I've tried this multiple times, or not multiple times. I've tried it a few times, and each time we've been hit with that 1,000 active members. And one time I saved it without reading through that, and the Performance Max campaign stopped running.
Yeah.
So I err on the side of leaving existing customers on, because most of the time we have to. And I'm not too worried about that, existing versus new, because the bidding will kind of figure that out for us. Like, why would an existing customer of a plumbing company show up as a conversion over and over? You know what I mean? Like, unless they had a real reason to call that plumbing company.
Well,
like, are they just going to call to say hi?
In my experience, what tends to become really prevalent is companies like e-commerce companies or something like that, that people use Google as a bookmarking engine, where they essentially just search for the brand name, then click on that, mm-hmm. and then purchase. Same thing with lead acquisition. You know, they're just wanting to call the company, so they search for the company's phone number on Google and then call straight from that ad. You know, that's what...
So if that's the case, it looks like you need to... If you're worried about that, you can... check on the bid higher for new customers,
yes.
bid higher for new customers than existing customers, and then you can give the new customers a higher value on their conversions.
That is,
and then you'll drive more.
That's like a fourth level of precision that we can do, because you can edit the value of that new customer and give it something really high, so it would really prioritize.
And then it goes back to the campaign setting goal. Like, do you want max conversions with a target, or do you want max ROAS? And in this case, you could do max ROAS. And like, if your new customer was like a 1-for-1 value and an existing was 1-for-1 and a new was 2-to-1,
yeah.
and your goal was getting a 4-to-1 return, they would obviously get you a lot more
new
customers than existing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm impressed.
Very cool, right?
Because there's a depth of bid and lead acquisition management that I wouldn't really expect. So,
what I'm impressed is they've put themselves in the shoes of people like us and our clients who are spending a lot of money on Google, who want to spend a lot of money on Google, but we want it to work the way we want it to work for our business, and we want those options. And that's they're giving us more and more of those options here, which I love.
Yeah.
So, before we take a quick stare at each other in the eyes and dance break,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about budget. So the fourth kind of advanced tip here for Performance Max campaigns is to give them a real budget. If Performance Max is coming into being the complement campaign to a search campaign, primarily that role had been to remarketing, and obviously we give remarketing budgets usually a lot smaller budget than search. I think that's a mistake with Performance Max. I think you can have a mistake of giving it too small a budget, because it just drags out the amount of time it takes to see results. That can lead to frustration, and that can lead to boredom, and that can lead to you making changes that you shouldn't be making. So because there's already like a 1 to 2 week period we're asking for, once it gets ramped up and you're getting conversions, I want to see results. So my rule of thumb is give it the same budget your search campaign has that it's complementing, or at a minimum, give it half the budget your search campaign is complementing. Again, I'm the front man for the Performance Max band.
Yeah.
But what do you think about that rule, Chris?
I'm with you on half, maybe 75%. I'm not with you on the full amount, because, and here's the reason. I've seen too many times where the Performance Max busts into the scene like a giant Kool-Aid man, and then suddenly just drinks up all of the search volume, certainly on shopping campaigns, just eats up
drinks up all the search volume.
I mean,
did you not listen to our episode last week, Chris? That's only if the identical search is done. But you're right. That if the identical is done, then it will default to the search. And if it's not identical, then it'll be open to either, and whatever gets a higher ad rank.
Right. And it will suck up all of the, especially the shopping. It just destroys the shopping campaign.
Okay.
You know, so if you have a Performance Max with a data feed attached to it, it will suck up all of the shopping stuff.
No, I'm saying,
I mean, it's,
I'm saying bad thing if you're getting better conversions.
Yeah, but you're, or maybe you are getting better results, and maybe that's what you want. But the problem with Performance Max shopping is you don't get the level of precision and control. You can no longer see your search terms. You can no longer
see, we need the client saying, hey, we need to move this certain product category.
Right. There might be certain products that you want to prioritize. That's important.
Well, this is all new. This is a blended family, if you will. Oh. And now the stepbrothers have moved in, and we're all trying to figure out how to live together. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that means you just need to spend more on search as well going forward.
Oh, wow. Jason gets
a raise.
Google loves
that. I am the front man. You like that?
I just saw the check just fly in through the side of the screen when you said that. That was nice. Yeah.
No, I mean, if it's cannibalizing it, but you like the conversions from both campaigns, then the obvious answer is spend more because you're getting a return. So why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right. We'll hash this out in the break.
Let's do that.
We'll do some dancing, and we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back. We are excited to remind you that Opteo is the number one tool out there to get more done in Google Ads. It is the tool that helps you achieve better results for some more traditional campaigns. You know, remember those old things like search campaigns? You know, you can make a lot of mistakes. They're still very important. They are still the gold standard of precision in Google Ads targeting. And you need help finding some of the little knobs and switches that you might have missed that are underperforming on the campaign. That's the simplest way to explain what this tool does. It does it in a very prioritized, smart way, easy to understand interface, even if you're not a Google Ads expert, like my friend Jason. You can check it out and try it for 8 weeks. That's a long time, 2 months, at opteo.com/PSP.
Okay, Chris, so let's give another tip here, at least in my opinion, for Performance Max campaigns. And my opinion here, Chris, is that you should add absolutely as many, and I'll throw in the word quality just to qualify it, as many quality assets as possible to your Performance Max campaigns. That means the ads that you create. Well, doesn't mean just the ads. Hear me out, Chris. The text you put in those assets, the lines of text, the images, the logos, the videos, the ad extensions. Those are now part of Performance Max, call extension, call outs, all that kind of stuff. I say add as many quality assets as possible to your Performance Max campaign. The reason why is because they say this to us, and this is a theme we're picking up on here. They say, the more assets you provide, the more ad formats the campaign can create, and the more inventory your ads can appear on. Hmm. So why don't you kind of tie that back to what we learned about responsive ad techs, and do you agree with that you should be adding as many quality assets as possible?
I mean, number one argument for this is, listen, when you set up any other campaign in Google Ads, you're going to be spending your time grinding through a lot of things, making a lot of decisions, you know, setting up ad groups and choosing keywords and content targeting based on display campaigns. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I mean, in a Performance Max, you spend your time really doing one thing and you set up assets. You set up a whole bunch of guesses for different ways that you want to try and reach people based on some assumptions for what they're interested in, who they are, and then why they would like your product. It really blows my mind because I've seen accounts set up, Performance Max campaigns set up by agencies. You know, Jason, this is supposed to be the cream of the, this is the top of the class here. I mean, they're professionals at doing Google Ads, and I just see some pitiful work. This is the one thing that Google asks you to do in Performance Max. Like, give us something good to work with. Give us some good images. And they even take those and do work on top of that. They make these automated videos. They do. Jason, back in the day, we only had static JPEG images that Google used to create for us. You know, now we have images that swipe across the screen. You know, they'll even add music to it and create these videos for us. I mean, all kinds of things. It's important because this helps you to reach specific listings that may not be available in the Google Ads inventory. You know, if you want to show up on Gmail, you want to show up on what used to be discovery campaigns, you know, all these little nooks and crannies that can show in different places for different devices in different spots, fill out the huge number of places that your ads can show. It's only going to make it better. Even if you only have a couple targeting assets, add lots of texts, lots of images, lots of videos, and give Google the strength to create a wide variety of options. I mean,
I'm getting a raise here because, you know, I'm getting people to spend money on Performance Max. But you know who else should get a raise here, Chris? I'm going to put a screenshot in our notes here. Is your designer on your staff and your videographer? They need to get raises because the game has changed. And we're not done evolving here. We're not done growing, speaking for Alphabet here. This thing is just getting started. And what I'm showing you, Chris, is an article from Adweek from a few days ago that says Google Display and Video 360 ads, not ad, but Google Display and Video 360 adds digital out of home to mix. And what you're seeing here is a digital billboard, kind of like at a bus station stop or whatever on the sidewalk with a lot of people walking around it. How to get your ads there? I don't know. Is that part of the normal Google Ads account? I don't know. But my point is, this is where it's going. And the whole point, like, of adding as many assets as possible is so you can, and the whole point of complementing your search campaign is so you can dominate on search like you already do if you're like Chris and I, but then you can take assets of your business and get the same cost per lead and maybe even better on all this Alphabet ecosystem, Google Ads ecosystem that is outside of just search. And the way to do that, you have to have stuff to advertise with, videos, images, more and more text. And there's my point with showing you this billboard on the sidewalk, Chris, is how cool would it be for the local plumbing company to show an ad on a billboard, digital billboard on a sidewalk to someone who walks by it when they've been on, You know what I mean? Just there's a lot of possibilities here for small businesses that haven't had the access to those kind of technologies before, and it's kind of happening. And so my point is, I think Performance Max is a first step in that direction, and you can't even benefit from it if you're not putting in the assets.
If you
put in as many assets as possible to show up in as many places as possible. That's all I'm saying.
And just a contrast with what we're seeing is the wrong thing, because I think that helps clarify what the right thing is. The wrong thing
is
just going to your site and taking some screenshots of some stock images, you know, or some, you know, taking a screenshot of your header banner that has some text built into it and stuff like that. That stuff's going to get disapproved. The quality of that image is not going to be as good. You're going to have all kinds of problems that is going to limit the distribution of your Google Ads campaign. It's going to be a massive issue. So take the time.
It's not that difficult. If you have a business and a smartphone, you can take pictures of people at your business doing your business and then put it into the campaign.
Real people doing
real business here. One final tip to kind of discuss here, Chris, is letting people know about the final URL expansion option inside of a Performance Max campaign. So In your Performance Max campaign settings, there's an area that says final URL expansion. It takes a little bit to find. You have to kind of do some advanced dropdowns and stuff like that. But basically, what it says is, do you want people to only go to the URL that you put in your assets where you're creating essentially your ad? Or do you want to let people go to any page on your website that we think is the most relevant page? Chris, I can see you sweating. You're getting a little uncomfortable. This is opening up the control to our friends at Google here. Pros and cons, what do you think?
So to explain what Jason's talking about, when you create an asset on Google, you're going to choose a final URL. So you're going to choose one URL for that asset group that you've created. So what Google's saying is, hey, oh, I see that you have a final URL right there. That looks, you know, that
thank you.
That looks great. How about we scan your site and send people to where we think is relevant? And also, when we do that, we're going to scan that page and come up with our own headline and description and kind of redo your ad a little bit, you know.
At least the headlines, yeah. It says it can dynamically customize headlines for your ads based on those other pages.
Yeah, it says headlines, yeah. I you're right, because for the DSA stuff that they do, they don't change the description. They do keep the description. So, yeah. I mean, that's – Jason, I'll be honest, it's a little too much too fast for me, not –
I hear you. This is change.
Yeah.
I hear you. And
what I do,
I'm out of gas here, Chris. I'm out of gas.
What I do like about it, let's get one more check cashing in here, flying in. So what I do like about it is that no matter what you choose here, this system is still responsible to get you conversions. It's not like you're going to choose it with a standard old DSA campaign, dynamic search ad campaign, right? You do that and they're like, great, thanks for the money. And they're just going to keep getting clicks without any kind of qualitative value from that. But with this, their goal is still held to that conversion, that return on ad spend. That's what they're still basing their success on, which is...
And that goes to the point here, you better get those goals right. You better get that conversion tracking right. Because if you don't, you're opening it up so much if you do things like this that it can really go south on you. But if you do get it right, you always have that protection like, hey, they're optimizing for my cost per conversion goal, or they're optimizing for my return on ad spend. Just to give people a little peace of mind here, if you do leave it checked on, send traffic to the most relevant URL on my site, two things. One, the benefit of doing that is they're saying they will show you on additional searches. They will scan those other pages on your site and go, oh, you've got an article about this or a service page about this. Let's show people, show your ads on different keywords or different pages about that additional service. Maybe you didn't punch into your audience signal. That's my interpretation. Yeah. So you can get even more. But the one kind of peace of mind thing you can do is you can exclude URLs that you want to exclude. So if there's a certain page on your website
or something, you know, or services not worth advertising, you know, you don't want to pay to, you know, to have someone to have Google advertise some service that, you know, is just kind of an add-on. It's not the kind of thing you typically sell separate.
Yeah, exactly. So it's worth trying. And yet another tip here. So we were talking about return on ad spend goals, and if you're looking for 24-to-1 return on ad spend, I'm at RothmanPPC.com. I've done it. I don't know if I can do it every time.
That's a big
but
claim.
We try to get closer to that than -$5 billion. So yeah. That's my pitch today, Chris.
That's a good one. That's a good 24-to-1. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am the world's greatest Google Ads trainer. I can teach you. I can help you get those questions answered. You can find me at ChrisSchaefer.com. You just grab a site. You grab a time in a day on my website, book it, and it's yours. I will meet you there live, and we'll go through your account and answer some questions. Guaranteed. I've done hundreds and hundreds of these consulting sessions over the years, so I know that you will be satisfied.
All right, Chris. Well, I'm satisfied with today's episode. I'm satisfied with Performance Max. We've opened it up. We've talked about it for a couple episodes. We're going to step back. We're going to see what kind of results we get. And if there's interesting nuggets we get along the way, we'll do another episode on it. But for now, I think we'll move on. And I'm looking forward to that episode next week on the next episode of the Paid Searcher Podcast. Thanks, everybody.